From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Thursday, February 11, 2021. I'm Russell Mokhyber. We live in an age of addiction, from compulsive gaming and shopping to binge eating and opioid abuse. Sugar can be as habit-forming as cocaine, and social media apps are hooking our kids. But what can we do to resist temptations that rewire our brains? Nothing, unless we understand the history and character of the global corporations that create and cater to our bad habits. That's the take of David Courtwright in his new book, The Age of Addiction, How Bad Habits Become Big Business, published by Harvard University Press. There's no denying that limbic capitalist enterprises are very powerful forces, Courtwright said. They had an impact on the public health of the world. There's a calculation in the book to the effect that for every person who dies of an act of war or homicide, there are approximately 30 people who die from overeating or smoking or drinking too much. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhyber.